In just a minute, Carl is elected Rhyme Minister in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, former Presidents Clinton and George W. Bush have been working to bring aid to Haiti, and they visited there again this week. In a video of the visit, President Bush appears to do what to President Clinton?
I don't think he appeared to do it. He did it. He wiped his hand on Clinton's shirt.
He did do
after
that,
shaking
yes.
hands.
Yeah. In the video, the two ex-presidents are visiting the scene of relief efforts, and they're shaking hands with a crowd of Haitians. President Bush reaches out, and he shakes somebody's hand, and then he wiggles his fingers a little, and then he clearly turns and wipes them on President Clinton's shirt. It's a little bit, it's not quite clear, but you can rewind and rewatch, and it's like, there's President Bush's hand up and down the shirt.
Well, and Clinton even turns his head a little bit and looks like, what the hell?
Well, he was. Clinton.
Now, is there any excuse like it was some sort of fun, like,
No, it was a real Felix and Oscar thing.
It really you could just see it, you know? And Clinton, as you say, was a little startled by this. His muscle memory immediately took over. He turned and smiled and slipped President Bush a room key.
Right.
It was like, oh, wait a minute, sorry.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I think that it shows that these guys have got some kind of, they're pals. I mean, they're palling around. You know, they're shaking hands with people who haven't had a functioning sanitation system in about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my hand's covered in deadly bacteria. Oh, here's a president of the United States. I've seen what he eats. He won't care. Keegan, The Last Supper has been a favorite subject of artists for centuries. The most famous version, of course, Leonardo da Vinci's. There are hundreds more, though. Well, scientists looked at different versions of the scene painted over the centuries and discovered that over the years, something has changed in the picture. What?
The way that Jesus looks.
No?
The food on the table.
Yes, exactly. But how has it changed?
Oh, it's become less caloric.
You mean like, as we get to the 19th yes. century, oh, look, he's having more fiber.
Yes,
so good
exactly.
for him.
But
not that it will do him much good, but no, not that. It's changed, not in a particular good way. The food as depicted has changed. I'll give you a hint. Mm-hmm. This study was done by the International Journal of Obesity.
Think sort of supersize. Supersize my Last Supper.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like... It's like if St. Paul says, you want me to supersize that?
Yeah, that's the loaves and fishes thing, yeah. really.
There's McDonald's. Oh, my God.
Who knew?
Holy mackerel. There's more food.
Yes,
there's
the just portion more food. Sizes.
Oh, the portion sizes are larger.
Hard one. Hard one.
This is from a study published, as I said, in the International Journal of Obesity. It looked at 52 renderings of The Last Supper, and it found that in the last 1,000 years, the apparent amount of food on the supper plates has increased by about 70%. This, obesity scientists say, reflects the typical portion sizes of the period in which the paintings were made. And that's why modern versions, ones painted in the last 20 or 30 years, modern versions of The Last Supper show Jesus and his disciples enjoying a KFC boneless bucket and 36-ounce big gulps of wine. In keeping with this trend, many modern churches are moving to the double stuff communion wafer.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we actually know what they ate at the Last Supper?
Well, it was, in fact, a Passover Seder.
Right.
So we ate the traditional Passover foods. The traditional Jewish food, which I believe is Chinese takeout. In my family. No, the portion sizes did get out of hand. In fact, in some very recent renderings, you can almost hear Judas muttering under his breath, "Looks like we're going to need a bigger cross." Keegan, the Wall Street Journal is reporting on a troubling shortage faced by up-and-coming musicians. What is that shortage? A shortage of what?
Not enough strings.
No, they have plenty of strings.
A shortage for musicians.
Mm-hmm. Aspiring musicians, musicians getting started.
Oh, getting started.
Give you a hint. It's like, well, here's the problem. You're starting out, getting your friends together. Well,
yeah.
You can't be the Who. You can't be the Guess Who. You can't be Who Cares.
Names for bands.
All the good band names have been taken.
Yes.
That's the problem, according to the Wall Street Journal.
That would be a good band name.
All good band names are taken.
Kind of meta.
A band name.
Yes. Yeah.
Former Led Zeppelin bassist John Paul Jones came up with a perfect name for his new band. It's called, he wanted to call it Caligula. Turned out seven other bands are already called Caligula. He settled on a name, quote, Them Crooked Vultures, because, quote, every other name is taken. Think of a great band name and Google it, and you'll find a French-Canadian jam band with a MySpace page. The Journal says to find something original, bands must come up with long, rambling names. But we're like, no. Just watch the news. How about you calling your band the Joe Lieberman Experience? Are you into hip-hop? Okay. Bart Stupak Shakur. How about you're into metal, all right? Mega Death Panel.
I bet that one's there.
Or if you want to do traditional American music, you can call it Joe Biden and the Big Folking Deals.
Google those next week. They'll all
be banned.
Yeah.